Well, it has been the dream of many a business on Dudney Avenue that that Dudney strip between Albert and Broadwood finally opened, and today's the day. Mayor Chad Buczynski on my show last Thursday guaranteed it.
It is opening on Monday.
And sure enough, crews are over there right now starting to remove all the barriers. In fact, I've had texts. Thanks to Warren, who said, good morning, Greg. Our office is second floor across the street on Albert. West end of Dudney open. And our CJMB reporter, Abby Zivarink, has just arrived there on the scene just to take a drive, and she tells me, too, it's all open, but still crews are there just removing pylons and barriers at the moment. And that's got to make a lot of local businesses happy. On December the 1st, a time where many are counting on the holiday season to make a go of it, and they have suffered on Dudney over the last year and the year prior as that revitalization project has been underway. So do what you can and support local and be a part of what's going on there. Big celebration. In fact, Mayor Chad Buczynski, I believe, is going to be stopping by one of the businesses there at about 11:30 and give us an update on everything there. But it's good to see. It's finally open on the Dudney Strip there. Agribition out of the way. Just another stellar year.
It was fantastic. Buildings were full. The barns were full. The rodeo was full. It was just a great year.
That's CEO Sean Kindup, who says this year's week-long show ran smoothly. Crowds were huge. Like, massive.
The biggest Thursday night we've ever had, resulting in another record rodeo attendance for the Maple Leaf Circuit Finals, which is awesome anytime you can do that.
Yeah, Friday and Saturday rodeos were sold out. Last year attendance was a record over 145,000. There's probably another record they'll announce broken in a few days from now once they tally it all up. Because, and man, I was there on location a couple of times last week, and I couldn't believe how packed it seemed. And I think with the highways, the way they were, right? Hardly any snow last week. A lot of people found it easy to travel, and the economic spinoff is just in the millions. All the hotels were packed, restaurants always busy, and of course, shopping. Local retailers benefit from agribusiness visitors all the time. Hey, Wayne Gretzky taking some heat again on the weekend over social media. A picture of he and a few others posing with President Donald Trump after a round of golf has ticked off a few Canadians. And this isn't the first time Gretzky's taken some flack. There have been previous photos of he and Trump together, and seemingly some Canadians thought that, well, that's just awful, as Trump was going on and on about us becoming the 51st state. And John Shannon, a hockey analyst, asked Gretz about that a couple of weeks ago on his own podcast.
Oh, sure, because Canadians are proud. But here's the two factors. You know, I don't know how many people moved to the U.S., whether it's business, entertainment, hockey, and I don't know the exact number, but I would tell you that over 90% of them become American citizens. I never became an American citizen. I'm Canadian. I can't vote in the U.S. because I live in the U.S. and I'm Canadian. I can't vote in Canada because I don't live in Canada. I'm not into politics. And so I can't stop the prime minister for saying something. I can't stop the president for saying something. I just kind of like, well, I'm just a hockey player, simple as that.
You're a voice that people want to hear from. You do understand that. You do.
Sure. But as I said to the prime minister, you know, he wouldn't tell me how to play hockey. I'm not going to tell him what to do in politics. Simple as that.
That's hockey analyst John Shannon with Wayne Gretzky on his podcast, I believe just under 2 weeks ago. Gretzky was asked, too, if he ever poked back at Trump on the golf course about all this 51st state stuff.
I told him, I said, we'll make the United States the 12th province. So, you know, people are going to say and believe what they want, right? The bottom line is, I know in my heart I'm Canadian, state Canadian, Canadian citizen for life, and simple as that.
How about you? Does that really tick you off, the Gretzky golfs with Trump? I'd still golf with Gretzky if you ask me. You know, no matter my thoughts on Trump, it's Wayne Gretzky. I would gladly go golfing with him. But how about you? 1-877-300-7275. Shoot me a text. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, I love you. Last Thursday, Mayor Chad Buczynski stopped in for his weekly visit. He said
it is opening on Monday.
And it finally has. Yes, Dudney Avenue between Albert and Broad. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I never thought I'd celebrate a road opening as much as I am right now, Kevin Martell.
It's a festive miracle.
No kidding. Well, I know our Abby Ziverink from the newsroom is taking a test drive on it right now, but we've had several people text Kevin that Indeed had just opened, because you drove by, what, about 4 this morning?
It was about 3 this morning, and as I drove by, the pylons were still up, and it was still white, because obviously trucks couldn't get in there to clear the snow, at least at that point.
Well, Colby texted, he said, yeah, all the flashing red lights are snow-covered, probably going to have to scrape and remove some snow. But he drove right through it, he said.
Yeah.
It's open.
Yeah, it is. And we'll hear from Abby Ziverink coming up in about 5 minutes, but she's there now, and she's telling us, yes, vehicles are free-flowing there once again, and here we go.
You got to think that it's almost, it is got to be a day where all those businesses think, okay, this is the reset. I just kind of missed the Black Friday weekend, all their deals. I know I'd spoken to some retailers on that strip that were kind of sad it wasn't open on Friday, going into a big weekend, that here they are today. They must just feel like, okay, it would be weird looking out your front window and seeing cars drive by after a year or two, wouldn't
it? Well, yeah. I mean, they've been very patient, and we've been talking to many of the businesses over the last couple of years, and they know it was a long-term, one of those, you know, short-term pain, but long-term gain. And especially, you know, with, and the other thing too, with drivers, you know, you talk about drivers, pedestrians, like wider sidewalks now, it was pretty narrow before, a lot wider. Some places actually have, you know, a place to walk in front of the business. Yeah. So it seems like it's better for everybody, new lighting.
It'll be awful for some of those businesses. You know, in the winter, you got to shovel your walk up, but now it's even wider. Like what? They're complaining. No, they will not complain, but hey, it's December the 1st. I'm in Christmas mode now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I worked at Agribition a few days last week, and I kind of feel like it was a busy week. It was a fun week. But here we are. Now the focus is, well, Kevin, I hope in your household, on the Christmas baking, Christmas shopping, and decorating. Did you get decorated over the weekend?
More like Christmas eating versus baking. So we've certainly put up the tree. Didn't do a whole lot of shopping. Haven't done that. I've done a little bit. Not a whole lot, but there have been a few gifts purchased.
Just for the people you really care about.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we did put up the decorations. The internal, inside decorations. Haven't really put up any lights outside yet. That might come in the coming days here. But I embrace it. December 1, absolutely. We can do, you know, I'm full in on Christmas.
It's time. And so am I. We decorated on the weekend, too. We're ready to roll here, too. But, you know, this morning, word I haven't, nor have you in a while, used some impact weather here, wind chills.
Yeah.
We're talking wind chills again. Yeah. So here we are, December 1st. It's common, I guess.
Into the mid-minus 20s right now, and certainly something that we haven't seen in Regina, well, for the last, well, I guess all of last month. Usually we can have a few
days. I don't think
we've
talked about wind chills in the minus 20s till this morning.
Yeah. And certainly in November, we can get that weather. We, I think, have been fortunate in many cases that we haven't gotten it yet. But here we are this morning. It is a chilly drive.
Yeah. It's not shocking, as you said, but it is. It's been a pretty good month.
Yeah. And I just shoveled for the first time after that weekend snow that we had, too. So it was,
And it made me angry. I did the same on Saturday. And the first shoveling, I'm like, I don't want to do this again for a few more months.
See, I didn't mind it. Usually the first couple shovels are, you know, I'm fine with. But I think by the time we get to, like, March, I've had it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of this weather was conducive. This good November weather was conducive, I think, to record numbers. I bet Agribition comes out and says we had a record turnout.
Well, Thursday's rodeo set a record for attendance, is what the CEO told us. So already good news for Agribition this year, probably because the weather cooperated.
Yeah, and it was sold out Friday, Saturday, too. All right. Thank you, Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom. It's 6:58 now.
And whatever comes our way.
Yeah, we've been spoiled this month of November. Agribition numbers were way up last week, I'm sure, largely in part because there was really no hassle driving on the highways. Roads were in great shape. And this morning, still pretty good, although wind chill values are back a little stronger than we like. But hey, that's just December the 1st. Here we go. And look at this, our CJME reporter, Abby Ziverink, reporting from Dewdney Avenue. Yes, between Broad and Albert. It's open, Abby?
It's open, Greg. It's open fully. People are already driving by traffic has picked up quite a bit already this morning. It's busy.
And is it free of snow and all cleaned up, or are there still barriers and pylons along it? Are they still working on it?
I see a few construction crews. They're kind of slowly, like, just finishing up, picking up the pylons, but it's clear. Like, you can drive straight down Dewdney. The traffic lights are flashing red, though, on about 3 streets, I think. So people are stopping at that, and the road is snow-covered, but it's packed down, so, like, when I drove along, I didn't notice any slipping or anything, and it doesn't seem like other drivers are struggling either at all.
Well, I'm sure they're going to clean it all up because the mayor is popping over there about 11:30. He's going to officially welcome Dewdney back, and I know they're going to talk about wrapping up construction. So you don't want to go out. Would you please just drive over to Broad and sail all the way down just one last time for me, okay, Abby? I'll leave you at that.
I can do that for you.
All right. Thanks for checking in. Abby Zivering from Dewdney Avenue. It's all open, and those local retailers got to be thankful. Now they just want to get cracking here, right? They've been impacted with that closure, and hopefully can make some extra hay here on this December the 1st as people are in the Christmas shopping mode. And that's where I want to remind you that our 56th annual Santa's Anonymous is underway right now. Tens of thousands of children over the years have been helped by Santa's Anonymous and your generosity of a new unwrapped toy in our toy bins. And this morning, I want to check in with my friend, Lieutenant Tim Fraser from the Salvation Army, who's been working tirelessly with his crew behind the scenes over the Salvation Army, getting ready to open up a toy store with all these donations. Good morning, sir. Welcome back, Tim.
Morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for checking in here. I've been sharing how the last time we spoke a few weeks ago, you said in the first 48 hours, the program was almost entirely filled up with demand being so large. Does your phone still ring for getting on a waiting list?
Every day we're getting phone calls, we're getting emails of families who are struggling and just needing some extra help. And it pains us to not be able to help every family in need because there's just so many families that are struggling right now.
What does that tell you, Tim, about, just when you get these calls in every day? Is this one of the worst years in your mind, or is it about average right now?
I think every year it's just been continually increasing. Everything just families are having to deal with are just increasingly getting worse and harder to manage. So families are just looking for support from everywhere. So they're turning to organizations like us, like the Salvation Army, to see what we can do to help. And, when we can't help, we'll refer them to other organizations. It's really tough. It's really hard.
And I know with Santa's Anonymous, our toy bins are in stores till December 11th. We need as many donations because of the need you're talking about. And, you know, you did mention there's a waiting list. So if we have extra toys left over, you're going to try and help those, right?
Absolutely. We got just over 3,200 kids on our that are registered so far. We've brought in about 1,000 toys so far. So, you know, we're still quite a ways away. So our hope is, you know, that we'll come over and above what we need, and then we'll start reaching out to those families that are on our wait list and start helping those families too.
Now, I know there's quite a gap there when you say how many kids and how many toys so far, and that gap will start to shorten a little bit once we haul in more toys from the weekend. But I'm so glad you mentioned that, Tim, because that's the sense of urgency. We only have till December 11th. We need to fill these toy orders. And then some if we can. So drop off in the toy bins. They're everywhere. A list of where you can find them are located at cjme.com. I know they're in Winners, Superstores, North and South, Zippity Zoom Toys, Canadian Tires, just to name a few. I also want to check in with you, sir, about your Christmas kettle campaign for the Salvation Army. Where are we at with that?
Yeah, so we're well underway with our Christmas kettles. Our campaign goal this year is $275,000. Our last numbers that we pulled in were $66,000. That's not including this past weekend. So we're well underway to reaching our goal for this year. In order to get our goal, it's we just have to rely on our community to donate and give and be able to support the work that we do, not just at Christmas time, but year round.
Lieutenant Tim Fraser, Salvation Army. And do you find people are using the tap or is it cash still these days?
The tap has been a great addition to our campaign. because a lot of people don't carry cash these days. They don't carry coin. So we often hear, oh, I don't have any cash with me. And we just simply remind them, oh, we have the tap option now.
That's right.
And, that's been a, it's been a lifesaver.
Well, and we have a cash option, too, for Santa's Anonymous. It's at cjme.com on the website. You'll click Santa's Anonymous. If you'd rather give cash so that we can do the shopping for toys, you can do that at cjme.com. Tim, good catch-up. Thanks for being a part of the program, as always. You folks at the Salvation Army, we couldn't do it without you.
Thanks, Greg.
Running down Dudney. We're driving down Dudney this morning. Oh, imagine those retailers on Dudney, Evan Bray, that have not seen traffic drive by in a year. And today they're actually seeing people.
I got to tell you, Greg.
We got to get you a mic here, oh, I think. Oh, there we go. We got it.
I got to tell you, it wasn't open last night, but as I drove by on Albert Street, it mm-hmm. looks so good.
Yeah.
Like they've done a good job. The lights are good. It's very inviting. I'm excited about Dudney.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have
exceeded my expectations.
Okay, looks Mayor really Chad Bashinsky.
No, I'm telling you, you Greg, I'm telling you, you're going to like it. It's a go-to destination.
I do agree with you. I have been on it through the summer, and the wider sidewalks and the lights and the trees, when they're all done in next summer, it's going to look awesome.
Yeah, I'm impressed. Okay. It looks great.
Hey, I was impressed how well you did on Friday night, our staff Christmas party. You and I were asked to MC. We were a little hesitant in taking this job because you didn't want to hold back.
Greg,
it seems you had a few problems with
people.
I'm
going to tell you, Greg, the staff Christmas party is always a tricky one to MC, is it not?
Yeah.
And the fact that you and I have an email this morning from our boss wanting to see us at 1 o'clock.
We knew we were going to take a little flack, but it is Christmas party season. Here we are, December 1st, Evan.
Yeah, flip the calendar.
You were shopping already on the weekend.
We did. I said to Jody, like, really, you want to go shopping on the weekend that Agribition is in town, first of all, you knew it was going to be packed. But anyway, we fought our way through a few stores, and we actually got quite a bit of shopping done on the weekend.
It feels like now with Agribition out of the way, this is it. It's all Christmas.
Yep.
From this day forward.
Countdown is on.
24 days.
3 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. What do you got coming up on the show today?
We got a few different things today, but one of the things I'm looking forward to chatting about at 10 o'clock, the Roundtable of Justice today, we're going to talk about defamation, which is a real interesting topic when you think about the free-for-all that is social media, and people have this perception that if they have a social media account, they can post whatever they want. But there are limits, of course. You can't make false accusations about someone. Certainly it can impact their job, all of these things. So I've got a lawyer coming on the show, and we're going to talk and take caller questions about defamation.
Well, and you know how people like to hide behind their handles on social media?
Yes.
And is it difficult when someone slanders another to actually have, you know, X cooperate to get that person's identity?
There's actually a few cases out there where Facebook, for example, or some of these actual social platforms have been sued successfully or sued to the point that they've cooperated. So I think now there's a bit of a template out there, but that's exactly what we're going to talk about today on the Roundtable.
Well, how about that? I have the question. Now I got to listen to your show to find out the answer.
Lock it in, 10 o'clock.
Lock it in, rip the knob off, have a brace on at 8:30.